Shvius, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey, 2-5. Our Mishnah continues discussing the halachas of Tosefa Shvius, extensions of Shvius into the 6th year and the 8th year, and it addresses two specific questions. The first question is one permitted to do a specific act of smearing oil onto unripe fruit to stimulate the fruit to become ripe sooner if that fruit won't be actually picked and ready until the Shemitah year? May one still do that? That's the first issue it's discussing. And the second issue it's discussing, essentially unrelated, is in the 8th year, in Moti Shvius, so may a tree that still has fruit on it, and that fruit has Kedusha Shvius, has the sanctity of Shvius, since the fruit blossomed in the 7th year and belongs to the Shemitah year. Now that we're in the 8th year, may one do work to the tree, even though it's still laden with the fruit. Okay, the Mishnah starts like this: Sachin es hapagim umenakven osan ad Rosh Hashanah. Tanakama holds one may apply oil, sicha, to smear with oil. One may apply oil to pagim. Pagim means unripe fruits, sometimes specifically unripe figs, but here it's just any unripe fruit. Or you could puncture them, take a little like a needle and you puncture it into the fruit, either with the oil or just the water will get inside, and that will stimulate the fruit to ripen quicker. That's permitted in the 6th year, ad Rosh Hashanah, all the way until Rosh Hashanah. That's Tanakama. Pagi er shvius, shenichnasu l'shvius, if you have fruit that is unripe in the 6th year, but it is going to not be ready to be eaten until the 7th year. Or v'shel shvius, if you have 7th year fruit, sheyatsu l'moti shvius, which are now on the tree in the 8th year, lo sachin v'lo menachnosan. In that case, in those two cases, Tanakama holds, one may not anoint with oil, nor may one puncture those fruits. So those are two separate issues. On the 6th year, says the Tanakama, you can't apply oil or puncture the fruit to promote it to be ripe sooner if it won't ripen until Shemitah year. Ostensibly, that's because the Tanakama year holds that it just looks inappropriate for whatever reason to be doing that, doing work of fruit that will be taken and eaten in the 7th year, even though it won't have Kedusha Shvius. And the second point the Tanakama makes here is that in the 8th year, fruit that had grown in the 7th year with Kedusha Shvius, one may not mess with those fruits, putting oil or puncturing them in the 8th year, since they have Kedusha Shvius, one has to leave them be. Implicit in the words of the Tanakama, though not addressed explicitly yet, is that while the tree is still laden with fruit from the Shemitah year, and since that fruit has Kedusha Shvius, even in the 8th year, one may not do work to that particular tree until the fruit that has Kedusha Shvius, the sanctity of the 7th year, those fruits are removed from the tree. That's Tanakama Shita, and that will be the halacha. But we're going to have people arguing on both halachas regarding the 6th and the 8th year. So first we have, regard the halacha of the 6th year, of doing work on fruit that will only be ripened in the 7th year, Tanakama said that's disallowed. Rabbi Yehuda is going to disagree. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Makam Shenagu Lasuch, he agrees that in a place, in a locale, where the custom is to indeed smear oil onto fruit to ripen them, then Einan Sachin, then one may not apply that oil in the 6th year if the fruit won't be ready to be eaten until the 7th year. He disallows that, like the Tanakama, B'nei Shiavoda, because that is considered to be a work, and it is deemed inappropriate to do work on these fruits for whatever reason, if they're not going to be eaten until the 7th year, the Shemitah year. However, says Rabbi Yehuda, and he's makel over here, he's lenient, makam shenagush lo lasuch, if it's a place where there's no such custom to do this anointing of oil, so then it's not looked at as strange, and if you are doing it in the 6th year on fruits that will be eaten in the 7th year and picked off the tree in the 7th year, so be it, it's not a problem, says Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is not like him, however. The second point is Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon is going to disagree with the Tanakama regarding the halachas of what is applicable in the 8th year, once one can work his field and trees again, if the 8th year tree has 7th year fruit still on it. So Rabbi Shimon says, once the eighth year comes, you can do whatever you want. Rabbi Shimon Matir Be'ilan, he says you can do whatever work you want on the tree, including putting oil on the figs that were there from the seventh year. B'pnei Yishu Rashai Bavoda Se'ilan, because once the eighth year arrives, work on the tree in the eighth year is permissible. Even though there is seventh year fruit, and the seventh year fruit has Kedusha Shavias, it doesn't matter, you can still do work to the tree. However, the Tanakama holds, no, so long as the fruit is still on the tree, one may not do anything in the eighth year. Now, for both those cases, the Bar Tanura says, like the Rambam and the Perish Mishnayos, that the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Yehuda, meaning the halacha is like the Tanakama. However, the Chazon Ish is actually makel in the eighth year category. So that means that when it comes to sixth year produce, if you happen to be the kind of person who anoints fruit that's unripe, and that's permissible, but make sure that the fruit will be edible in the sixth year still. That's the halacha. But in the eighth year, the halacha is lamais lamaisa. One may do work to a tree in the eighth year, even if it has fruits still on that, seventh year fruits still on that tree.